There's unsettling news tonight about one of America's most widely used jetliners. In a test, experts working with Homeland Security hacked into a 757. Transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve is following this.
The team of researchers needed only 2 days in September of 2016 to remotely hack into a Boeing 757 parked at the airport in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Speaking at a conference this week, Robert Hickey of the Department of Homeland Security said his team used typical stuff that could get through security and hacked into the aircraft systems using radio frequency communications.
We are so dependent upon computers to operate everything.
Mark Rosenker is the former chair of the National Transportation Safety Board.
We've got a real crisis here, it seems to me, that must be looked at to guarantee that we have the ability to prevent cyber hacking from happening.
The 757 hasn't been in production since 2004, but the aging workhorse is still being flown by major airlines like United, Delta, and American. President Donald Trump's personal jet is a 757. So is the plane Vice President Pence often uses, including on his recent trip to Texas. The classified DHS testing followed a 2015 incident where a passenger told the FBI he had gained control of a plane's engine by hacking into the airliner's in-flight entertainment system. DHS says the recent testing was in an artificial environment and risk reduction measures were already in place. Boeing observed the testing and was briefed on its results. In a statement, the company says, "We firmly believe that the test did not identify any cyber vulnerabilities in the 757 or any other Boeing aircraft."
An official briefed on the testing said it did not appear that it exposed an extreme vulnerability to airliners. Instead, it was something that was done in a very specific manner with a specific approach on an older aircraft with older systems. Still, this official said it was good information to have, but, quote, "I'm not afraid to fly."